Right, we're now recording. You just want to tell me your name?
I'm Josephine Barron now. I was known as Josie Thorpe or Trixie.
Josephine Barron, Trixie Thorpe.
Yes. We all had nicknames.
I love that. And when did you go to Bamford School?
Between 1952 and 58.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And what do you remember most about school? Tell me anything.
Well, lots of little bits of things, yeah, really. I was speaking to Margaret Middleton, and we used to watch the cows in their farm in the morning before we went into class.
Yeah, yeah.
Little things like that. I remember getting the ruler.
Really?
Yes, I remember getting the ruler because I talked a lot, apparently, at that time. And I remember learning to sew in the last year. I remember that we had to make a skirt.
Yeah.
And I do remember that, which, you know, I think is great looking back. You know, we would only be 10/11. And so, we had lovely sewing lessons with Miss Armfield, or Mrs. Swindon, as she was.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I remember the playtimes, the Friday afternoon playtimes with Miss Bingham, when we used to have toys outside that we could play on.
That was exciting.
I think it was once a fortnight when we had these toys out.
What were the toys?
I remember one thing, I don't know what you would call it, but there were two seats in and it sort of swung round.
Right.
I don't know what you would quite call it, but I remember that. And I think there were some little bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
I seem to remember some little bikes.
So was that in infants, do you think?
That was in the infants, in Miss Bingham's,
Yeah.
I remember the playtimes in winter when it was very icy, when we used to slide.
Yeah.
And I did one playtime, I slid, but I went into another boy who is no longer with us, unfortunately. He died young, and I split my head open. Yeah. And my brother Peter had to take me down to the doctor's at dinner time.
Right.
My head was stitched.
Oh, gosh.
And a plaster put on it, brought back to school, and carried on as normal. I've still got the scar down there from where my head was stitched.
That is certainly different to today.
Absolutely. Nothing was made of it, you know, just taking it down. And I can always remember my brother sort of saying, "Hello, doctor, it's my sister, she's cut her head." And then he stitched it and the plaster on, and that was it. And Mum knew nothing about it until I got home.
Gosh. Was there anything you didn't like at school?
I didn't like getting the ruler, but I think that was for talking. Not a lot of things, really. There's a lot you can't remember, isn't there?
Yeah, totally.
But when I was speaking to Margaret Middleton, I was saying I do remember in the infants, when for some reason there must have been a shortage of milk and we had to have milk tablets.
Really?
Yes,
we were given
milk tablets, and I'm sure that was in the infant class, and I can remember these big tins, and they were flavoured milk tablets.
Really?
And they weren't unpleasant.
Oh, gosh.
But there was, you know, we used to normally have the third of a pint bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was some reason why there was no milk, and as a substitute we were given these milk tablets.
Gosh. There you go. What about school dinners? Did you go home or stay?
Yes, school dinners were lovely.
Were they?
They were really lovely. We used to be brought across to the Institute for our meals, and I really, really enjoyed my school dinners.
Was that your main meal of the day? Did you just have a light tea when you got home?
Yeah, we always had a cooked breakfast.
Right.
Mum always did us bacon and egg because we'd our own hens.
All right.
And so we had bacon and egg most mornings, I guess, before we came to school.
Right.
And then our main, you know, school dinner.
Yeah.
And then, I can't really remember. We had another dinner or something on toast or things like that when we got home. And we always had supper.
Yeah.
We always had supper in those days.
Yeah.
And quite often that was toast. And it was done on the fire.
Yeah.
You know, with toast in fork and toast on the fire. Sunday night it was always toast and dripping.
After the meat. I know. Where did you live in the village?
We lived at Yorkshire Bridge.
Oh,
we
work
at Yorkshire Bridge.
What, in the water board, the houses
were
there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we came down by bus.
Oh, right.
We were bused down to school.
Was that a special school bus then?
Yes, it was. I can't remember what it was. It was Judkins who ran it. Judkins buses. But yeah, we were brought down from Yorkshire Bridge on the school bus.
Yeah, yeah.
I could remember my first day at school. My sister came down. I came down on the bus, and my sister came down on her bike and met me down here, and she came into school with me.
Oh, gosh. Lovely.
Because, I mean, I'd already got my four brothers, of course. I mean, you'll know my brothers, right. Won't you, Malcolm? You know Malcolm? Do you know Malcolm?
Yeah.
Malcolm,
yeah.
Peter, Anthony and Andrew.
Gosh, that must have felt quite scary catching the bus. But then you probably knew so many people. So
well, yes.
Didn't.
We didn't know any different.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know any different. You just did it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you. That's our 5 minutes. I'm going to stop.